I'm Rachel Lindley. It is 5:32. In Alabama news, a federal judge on Friday in Mobile struck down Alabama's gay marriage ban. Alabama's Attorney General's office quickly petitioned the judge to put a stay or hold on the issuing of marriage licenses. And last night, the same judge issued a two-week hold on marriage licenses for same-sex couples. But before the stay was issued, same-sex couples wondered if Alabama's probate judges would issue marriage licenses. Ashley Cleek went to the Jefferson County Courthouse this morning and filed this report.
The courthouse had just opened, and Greg Mullins and Josh Lanning stood in the hallway outside the probate office. They know they're unlikely to get a license, but they just want to try. They're a little nervous to walk in.
Because I don't know how they're going to react to us when we walk in, because people applying for marriage licenses, one or the other, usually do not have beards.
Josh and Greg have been together for a decade. They never expected to be able to get married in Alabama. Greg had to call his sister to ask where to go. They walk into the probate office, and clerk Jackie Rhodes meets them at the counter. She says because of the stay, she won't be able to issue them a marriage license today.
So I was fully prepared to issue licenses. Were
you? Thank you. Uh-huh. I did not know. We were nervous standing out in front of the door. What the response was going to be when we came in. So
Rhodes says she'll be happy to issue licenses once the stay is over. The same scene played out at the Calhoun County Courthouse when a lesbian couple tried to register their marriage. Their probate judge, Alice Martin, says she's just following the law. Greg and Josh say they'll be back on February 9th to try again. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.